Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A Tony Award-winning musical and major motion picture will take the stage this weekend in Yolo County. The Woodland Opera House is opening their season with In the Heights, based on the book by Kiara Alegría Udes and transformed into a Broadway musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda. In the Heights showcases the thriving migrant community of Washington Heights in Manhattan, incorporating Caribbean rhythms, hip-hop, and traditional music ballads to tell the story of a predominantly Latinx and Black neighborhood. The lead character is Usnavi de la Vega, the owner of a bodega, a small Spanish grocery store, following his ambitions, struggles, and longing for a home. Joining us now is Jacob Gutierrez Montoya, director and choreographer for the musical at the Woodland Opera House. Good morning, Jacob. Thanks for making the trip.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are a busy, busy bee. In addition to coordinating In the Heights at Woodland Opera House, you're also the founder and artistic director of the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater, artistic director of Hawkins Contemporary Jazz Company. How do you balance all these creative juices and obligations and passions?
That is a great question. It takes a lot of planning and it takes a lot of help. I've got great assistants that come with me to different projects and really lift me up so I can lift up all these other projects. So it's kind of how I make it happen. It's a balancing act, but it's something that I love and wouldn't have it any other way.
What led to you selecting In the Heights to be produced and now performed at Woodland Opera House?
Actually, the Woodland Opera House reached out to me and said, we really want to do In the Heights and we really want you to be the director and the choreographer. And so I said, of course, absolutely. And summer is a great time for me to put my passion and put my energy towards a project like this because I'm not teaching at the other school. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of extra time. So that's kind of how it happened. And I am so excited for this weekend.
I can imagine. I mean, there's a major motion picture. Obviously, it's a Tony Award winning musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Did you feel any added pressure for taking on such a historic and popular musical turned movie?
No, actually, this is my third time being a part of the production.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm very familiar with it. The pressure in it is to tell the story authentically and correct every time, creating an important environment for the artist to give that story to, you know, the theater. And so I feel like the pressure was more of a, how do I reinvent what I've already done at certain points? But I think that I feel like I've rose to the occasion and Friday's here.
How does your personal and lived experience kind of resonate with you in staying true to the heart of this musical In the Heights?
Well, growing up, I've got half my family's Scottish, half my family's Mexican. and so I kind of had this dichotomy of who I was growing up. And so I think later, flash forward a long time, I wasn't able to really celebrate a lot of my Latinx heritage as a young person. And then I married the most incredible man, Elio Gutierrez Montoya, who plays Usnavi, actually.
Oh, playing the lead role.
He's playing the lead role. there was no politics in that. So he is a first-generation immigrant to the United States. And I've really been taught a lot through his experience of immigrating here and becoming a citizen and that mm-hmm. you know, leaving something behind for a better life, but also then longing for home.
Yeah.
I think there is searching for your new home. What is home? That is the question of the show for me.
Given that Woodland has a large portion or even majority of a Latino population, how do you hope this musical resonates with residents who will be watching it this weekend?
I hope they see themselves on stage. I hope they see their experiences on stage. I hope it uplifts them. I hope they feel heard and seen and loved by us putting on this production. I think it takes seeing yourself on stage to make some change, especially generational change. So I hope for that.
We're talking about a neighborhood that is, you know, Latino and Afro-Latino. I mean, there's so many countries and cultures that goes into this. When that translates into music, I imagine you must have had so much fun going from like hip hop to Caribbean music styles and even traditional music ballads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Hopefully you get to come see it so you can see exactly what it is. But we had such a great time. The dancers are off the charts. Dancers from all over the Sacramento area, all skilled in different things. And it was a really important element to have everybody be able to be versatile in that sense, especially because this is one of those musicals. It's one of the only Latin musicals besides the classic of West Side Story that has Latin rhythms. And so I think it tells that story through the music by itself. So it was a lot of fun.
What went into collaborating and coordinating the choreography to go along with this music?
So the choreography is part of the storytelling. So it's in fact, I feel like the directing and the choreography kind of go, they're married pair. So you can't really tell the story without integrating the movement into the blocking, into each choice every actor is making. So I think the collaboration is like an absolute must. I think you can't do a separate type of idea. So, and I have an incredible assistant choreographer, Ashton Titus, who has helped me kind of be two people at once.
How have rehearsals been going? How have you been left feeling leaving rehearsals? Now you're just only about like 2 days from opening night.
Oh my gosh. It has been inspiring and of course long hours, right? So we are up against that deadline of we're opening and I think we're actually in a really beautiful place. I leave feeling like everyone is growing each night and I think that's all I can really ask for at this moment. It's going to be a beautiful show.
When people take in the musical and leave this weekend, how do you want them to feel when they leave?
I want them to feel nostalgic, but I want them to also feel hopeful. I want them to feel alive and I think and inspired.
What do you love about the Woodland Opera House?
I you know, this is my second show there. And so I love the support of the Woodland Opera House. I feel like I have a lot of visions. And so every time I ask for something new, you know, there's also a budget limit. I feel like we might have gone past that. But at this point, I think I feel supported. And I feel like the whole cast has that sentiment.
You mentioned that your partner is the lead role. What was it like working with your partner on this musical? Or have you done it before?
Yeah, we've worked together in the past. We actually met during a production of Rent years and years ago. But he is a remarkable wealth of knowledge when it comes to just stage presence, when it comes to, you know, giving to each other on stage, acting, you know, and he just really does know also this part very well. Mm. So it's really beautiful to watch.
How far back do you go in the local Sacramento, Yolo County, or just the greater Sacramento creative scene here, given that your hands are in a lot of creative pots?
Yeah, so I went away to school in Las Vegas, and I came back around 2010. And so 2010 to now, I've really established some roots. I kind of felt like this is home for me. And so I want to make Sacramento as much of a thriving art scene as I possibly can. So about, 12 years? But really, my training also stems from here. So I went to a million different dance studios as a kid, did all the different like theater companies. And so here we are. I'm kind of giving it back.
Given that it's been about a decade or so, how has the arts and culture scene for you and your perspective evolved in Sacramento?
I think it's evolved a lot. I think there's a lot more theater companies and a lot more theater companies that are doing important and relevant work and not sticking to just the classics, which I love the classics, don't get me wrong. I think that they're history and they're important, but I think we have to keep theater pushing forward. And so I think a lot of theater companies are doing that. They're allowing for space for BIPOC communities to have important voices in the theater company, in Sacramento. So I'm very, very happy about the direction we're going. We can't go backwards, everybody.
Going forward. Finally, how many days, if you can just share the timeline, opening night is Friday, but how many opportunities do people have to watch In the Heights in Woodland?
So there's 4 weekends, and there's 3 performances a weekend, so I guess that would be 12. And they play at 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 o'clock on Sundays.
2 o'clock on Sundays. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I guess any parting words when people get prepared to take you in this weekend?
Come with an open heart. Come with some excitement in those feet. Be ready to move and dance and be ready to kind of tear up and be emotional.
I love the energy, Jacob. Thank you so much for
thank you
for making the trip down here. Jacob Gutierrez Montoya is a director and choreographer for In the Heights. The musical debuts at the Woodland Opera House on Friday and runs through the month. That is it for today. You can learn about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez and Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, we're going to get you warmed up with some music from In the Heights.
But every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat because my parents came with nothing. They got a little more and sure we're poor, but yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me. It's destiny, and one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny writing checks to
In
me.
In the Heights, I hang my flag upon display.
We came to work and to live, and we got a lot
it
in common.
It reminds me that I came from miles away.
Rice, this is a type of shade.